Hello, everybody. Daniel Nicol here again, and welcome to Better English, Better Business. Once again, I'm joined by my co-host, Patrick Fabian. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
How are you today?
Oh, wonderful, as always.
Really? What's the weather like?
Hot. I'm sweating.
Really? I think, isn't it October
drenched.
Outside at the moment?
No. Not in my head. So I'm so nervous. I'm sweating around the ears.
Oh, nervous. Why are you nervous?
Because we are talking about a very, very important topic today.
Oh, we are, are we? That's right. I nearly forgot. So yeah, that's right. Last time we were talking about the growing importance of English proficiency in the globalized world.
Right.
And that discussion kind of led into English here in Germany and the laziness which has come up amongst the Germans when it comes to improving their English proficiency.
Yep.
So we thought that would be a good chance to move into today's theme and discuss how to conquer the inner pig dog.
For all our German listeners, den inneren Schweinehund überwinden.
Oh, ich liebe das.
As this is a very, very important and very, very scary thing to conquer, or better, your enemy within yourself.
It is.
The enemy within.
Yeah, that's right. And it's something we all have. And
fear.
It's absolutely.
And it slows you down in your progress.
It does. And we all have different fears. But there's also a couple of common fears, particularly when it comes to improving English here in Germany. So, you know, I've been
laziness
doing this.
In general.
Well, laziness is only part of it, but laziness isn't the fear. You know, I've been teaching, I've been training German professionals for the last 16 years here. And I've found that one of the biggest things that I really have to help my clients with is simply overcoming their fear of making mistakes when speaking English. Okay? This is, you know, German perfection is famous throughout the world. And it's really a wonderful thing. Unless
you want to learn a language.
Exactly. Yeah. And so with this mindset of German perfection, it's really no easy task trying to train people. That's why I have a job. It's why I love my job, actually. We have a lot of fun in the process. as you well know, Patrick.
Yes,
you
know? I know.
Now, anyway, I've got a couple of tips. Would like to hear a couple of tips. Are you afraid, Patrick? Are you afraid sometimes of speaking English? Are you afraid right now? Are you still sweating?
I'm still sweating, but I think this might be just the over-ear headphones. Oh. But I'm also a little bit nervous. But as this is not a radio podcast, this is, pre-recorded one. I'm sorry to disappoint all of you.
Oh, I'm
in charge of editing it out, so it reduces my stress level quite a bit.
But I enjoy looking forward to the edits that you make.
No problem. But I think being nervous is a common thing. It is, if this podcast would be in French, I would be nervous as hell.
I wouldn't be here.
So I would be nervous even more. So let's get back to English because that's the topic.
Oh, that's right. And look, nervousness comes with everything we do in life, anything we're learning, any skill we're trying to prove. And whether it be learning a language, learning an instrument, or just publishing your thoughts in the digital age. Oh my gosh, have you ever written a post and put it out there onto LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever?
Yep.
These simple tasks, they make us all nervous, particularly when we're not used to doing them. But the thing is, never underestimate the power that you have over your own baser instincts. Okay? It's really important. Never underestimate the power that you have over your own baser instincts.
But also, I think this comes with training as well, doesn't it?
This is something that does come with training, which we all need to practice. This is my second podcast. Do you haven't even asked me how much I'm sweating over here?
No.
You don't need to. You can see it in the T-shirt,
yeah,
can't you?
It.
Okay.
So it's not a video podcast for certain reasons, but it will be. So nevertheless, I think the problem is, as you said, perfectionism and that you're getting nervous, which also increases your fault rate. which increases your heart rate, which definitely increases your sweat production, which then makes you more nervous. And then you're beginning to mumble, forget every words. And after that, you just sound and, well, we all had been in that situation.
Sound like what? Come on, I'm interested. Sound like what? What were we going to say?
Well,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
First thing you told me when you came to me. Yeah.
So I want to improve my Arniness.
Ah, you've never sounded Arnie enough, if you ask me. Yeah. Talk about one successful person. Yeah. You should be aiming to be more like Arnie.
Yeah. Because he's done it.
He has.
So,
he
well, that is not really something you should try to replicate, because I think it worked for him. And it should not work for everybody.
But
this was a different accent, I think.
Oh, it wasn't bad. It was kind of a mix of Arnie and Italian. Italian Arnie, yeah, maybe.
Italian Arnie.
Uh-huh. Like to meet him.
It's me, Mario. Yeah, right.
Look, whether you're Arnold, whether you're Patrick, whether you're
Luigi,
doesn't really matter.
In the shadow of Mario, yes.
Whatever you're learning in life, these are the seven tips, the seven things. They're just repeating themselves, but the seven things that I try and tell everybody that that comes to me in my training sessions. Look, number one, stop aiming to be perfect. It's going to get you nowhere. Mm. Perfectionism kills the learning process. You got to stop fearing your mistakes, because your mistakes are the stepping stones on the never-ending road to perfection. So embrace your mistakes, make as many as possible, and enjoy them. Mistakes are fun. I've got some good stories.
Yeah.
So my mantra for you, yep. Yeah, this is what I always try and tell myself, also with my German. Huh? Ich kann auch Deutsch, aber es ist auch nicht so gut. Und es gibt Fehler überall.
No problem.
Anyway, but the one thing I try and tell myself is make the mistake, realize the mistake, and own the mistake. Because that's where the real learning begins.
But I think it also comes down to motivation, because if you're failing, you need to have some certain, well, motivation to overcome that failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is pressure from your business or something that might be a motivation, but I think this is not the best motivation whatsoever, because pressure in, well, so in my head now, a song is playing from Encanto, Surface Pressure. So if anyone is remotely a Disney fan or has seen that film, you have that music in your head, and it's more or less that. So if you have too much pressure from outside, you might be breaking within. So it's not the best motivation driver, I would say.
Okay.
So I think your inner motivation should be your, well, motor for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And where does it come from? How can you get off the couch?
Well, I'm not getting off the couch. So that's not
motivation,
because
is it?
I'm doing Taekwondo as a sport. This is quite less talking, more hitting. So
and where does the motivation come from?
So I think the motivation comes from a certain point of fascination.
Fascination.
Mm-hmm. Woof. Okay. So because in Germany, everything is dubbed, as we said last time, in films and in TV productions. But being able to to understand the original version of a film brings you, I would say, more joy. For all fans of something like Bridgerton or every UK-based series there playing more or less in that time frame, mm-hmm. You will enjoy at a certain level of proficiency the different accents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are able to pinpoint them within Great Britain or somewhere around the world, it really makes fun.
Mm-hmm. It makes fun, does it? Oh, that's so German. I love it.
Oh, it makes fun.
Yeah.
It makes very, very much fun. It
is fun.
It is fun. So fun is just, yeah. In Germany, we need to produce fun.
I know you do. Yeah. It's very, very fascinating. Yeah. Yeah.
We reproduce everything. So yeah. We produce fun. We're making Fox music and you will, oh God.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I think the motivation there could just be good entertainment. So my suggestion would not be to leave your couch, just to use it a little bit, well, creatively.
More creatively. All right.
Yep.
Now, I do, for all my students, I always always have a few tips on how to actually watch TV effectively. Well, how, what would you suggest? And maybe I can add a couple of extra. How do you do it to improve your English?
Don't give me any exercise for that. So I'm not writing anything down.
No, you don't have to write anything. Look,
okay, anybody, that would make me nervous.
Anybody can do this. And it's the same thing I also did really for improving my German here. So I just started watching series that I knew, that I already knew in English, in German. Yeah? Now, the key is when you're watching something in a foreign language, put on the subtitles.
Yes.
In the foreign language, not in your own language. Yep. You want to be reading and listening at the same time. This really helps with the language acquisition. When you're watching, don't sit there and write down every word. That's what people are very afraid of. Many of my students come and say, oh, but it's so stressful watching this TV. Then I have to pause for every single word that I don't know. And I'm writing it down and I'm looking it up and I'm doing this. I say, no, wait, stop. You're doing it all wrong. Just forget every word that you don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Try and understand as much from the series as possible,
yep,
simply from the context.
Yeah.
Okay, from that alone, you're going to get a lot of language, a lot of new words alone. Now, the only time you should be pausing to look up a word is if, for example, there's one word which gets repeated 5 times within 5 minutes, because obviously it's an important word for the story.
And if you can't grasp the concept of that word or the meaning of the word within the rest of what you're understanding, so you need to look it up.
Exactly. Now, one other little tip I like to always tell people when they're watching something, look out for interesting language. Okay, now what does that mean? An interesting sentence or an interesting grammatical structure which you're unfamiliar with. It could be, for example, the going to. You hear somebody saying, I'm going to go to the theater this weekend. Okay, going to, that's interesting. I've heard it before. I don't really know how it's used or what the meaning is. I'm going to write that down. Okay, now when the series is finished, you can jump on the internet and go and look up the meaning and the usage of the word going to. How do we use that in the language? If you have a natural curiosity for language in this way, and don't overdo it. One at a time, that's fine. From every series, you will start to then see this language used in other contexts. And that will help your understanding and grasp of language in use.
Honestly, for me, one of the big motivators in that sense is I like to learn that with humor.
Mm-hmm.
Because more or less every TV production I watched in English or are currently watching in English is a comedy show. So this is just, I think the best way to understand a country or more or less a society is via music and humor.
Mm-hmm. Humor.
Yeah.
Humor is a great doorway into a culture.
Let's do a short, very, 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 very quick experiment.
Okay. I'm interested now. Experiments, yeah. Great. Yeah.
What I love are really bad jokes, and I will hit you with one. Oh. So, what did the evil chicken lay?
What did the evil chicken lay?
The evil chicken.
Oh, no idea.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Now I'm hungry.
So yeah,
I like that one. More. So just for our listeners out there, can you explain what the deviled eggs are?
Well, it's just, I think, more or less a boiled egg, halved with mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Yeah, damn delicious.
It's quite evil on your hips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not quite sure how.
Damn those deviled eggs. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure how it's deviled eggs. Is perhaps salmonella?
Salmon. Yeah, salmon's nice too. Yeah.
No. Isn't it? It is salmonella. If you eat bad mayonnaise, you might get salmonella.
You could probably get salmonella also from many other things. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd need to go and do my Google research before I start claiming know-how on topics like that at the moment. Yeah.
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 Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobel.
Nobel who?
Nobel. So I just knocked. Oh.
That's good. You're bringing out the jokes now. I think we need to do another series just on knock-knock jokes.
Yeah, I think we should
and
do that.
And my favorite, why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he can.
No. Because he wanted to get to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. English humor. Humor will show you so much about a culture. You're correct. You're completely right, Patrick. Yeah?
And it makes fun. And this could be
What does it do?
Again,
it's producing fun. Oh,
yeah,
I love
it. It's producing fun. I'm very sorry. So this is something about the culture that, well, you learn.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has to make it.
Of course we do. Now,
someone needs to script it. Now, having said that, I think the best way for me was to improve my English with I started off with friends.
Mm-hmm. Our friends is a great way to practice and learn English.
Although I'm not 11. Yeah, I was thinking of 11.
Well, 11 seasons.
Yes.
That's so many?
I think. Oh. 10 or 11. I'm not quite sure.
There were many.
There were plenty. And there were, I think, 24 episodes in one season. So not the 10 or 5 episodes from today. So.
Fantastic series. Some people might complain about the political correctness today. But if you can put that into the back of your mind that it was a program filmed back in the 90s.
Yeah, for the 90s, I think it was okay.
It was okay. Great English, clearly spoken, great humor. And
great actors.
And it's all done within context, which is clear and easy to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it involves coffee. I like it.
Coffee's great. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful indeed. Sorry, I'm losing it slowly. Sorry, Patrick.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I think that's the heat in October.
It is the heat in October. It's the heat in this room. Anyway, so let's
because of our podcast, we need to close all windows, crank up the heat, and turn off the AC.
That's right.
It's getting more and more hot. So I've eaten several deviled eggs,
mm-hmm.
and my waistband is expanding, so mm-hmm. I need to get off the couch. Please motivate me.
Do you want to practice some English or do you want to do some exercise? Because I can't help you with exercise.
So I'm stuck with the English, I think.
I guess so.
Let's do that.
Look, okay. You need to get off the couch. You need to get motivated. You need a few things to get you going. So, look, first and foremost, it comes back to talking about mistakes and German perfectionism, et cetera, beforehand. Look, the first and foremost thing that you need to do is simply believe in yourself. You know, if you keep telling yourself that it's impossible, then, well, it's never going to happen. Believing in your abilities to learn new skills is the key to also finding the motivation to do so. And learning a language isn't really a talent. Some people believe so. I completely disagree. Anybody can do it. You just have to do it. Next, whenever you're doing anything, you've got to try and set some goals. And when learning a language, it's really great to set a couple of long-term goals. That's where it all starts. For example, hey, I want to learn to speak Italian. Okay, so I know that that's probably 5 years away, so how am I going to get there? So don't set big goals. Have your big goal, but break it down into smaller goals. And make the goals specific. So instead of aiming to deliver some big company presentation next year, just aim to comfortably and confidently deliver a short 10-minute presentation, to your team about sales goals, product updates, whatever you want to do. Make it small, make it specific, and then go from there. Also, set realistic but not too distant deadlines, okay? Because you want to have time.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow's a really good one now. So tomorrow's bad. But 6 months away is also bad, okay? You want it to be long enough that you have time to practice, but don't leave it too long that it might never happen.
Because the couch is calling.
Exactly. The couch is always calling. So you're just making the whole job harder if you put it off for too long. And then when the day comes, deliver, assess, and then set about making the next goal. Yeah?
Yeah.
Any other tips from you, Patrick? I can go on here. Would you also add something?
No. I could add something, but we are out of time. This time.
Okay. Oh, well. Look, just to finish off, I did have one more tip, and it's just for using vocabulary. Yep. Yeah? And this will be a little plug here that I'm going to do as well. So when it comes to using vocabulary, try using what we call an SRS. Now, this stands for Spaced Repetition System. And this is wonderful for learning anything that you want to learn in life. It's based on cognitive science. You've already come across it probably without knowing it if you've got any language learning app in your phone, because they all use the same idea. But what I recommend is my brand new 5 in 50 SRS, which you'll be able to find on our website. With the link in the description. And this is one way to get your vocabulary or anything you want to learn emailed straight to your inbox every day on the right day at the right time when you need to revise. For more information on that, we'll be digging into that a little more in another podcast.
So let's end that with a funny joke. Australian funny joke.
An Australian funny joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
Oh, Dan.
Pouch potato.
Pouch potato. Oh, isn't that cute? Oh, I like it. Thanks, Patrick. I'm going to take that one home and share it with my kids, I think.
Wonderful.
Wonderful indeed. Cool. It was lovely to sit here and talk with you once again, Patrick. Thanks for joining me for another wonderful foray into the English language.
Yes. Let's do that again.
And look forward to talking again next time.
Yeah. Till next week. Bye.
Stay tuned. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.